We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, smack in the middle of a sugya. We learned yesterday that the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Vayisave David V'yemeh Miyashkini Mayim, David had a taiva, he had a desire, he needed water. Meber Beis Lechem, Asher V'shar, Vayivkush, he just always said he needed it, and three of the Geberim went, broke into Machne Plishtim, and brought him water from the bar Beis Lechem, Asher B'shar, and then it says, "Vayisuvay v'yo David le'ovel l'shtoisam David not want to drink it, v'yaseich oisam l'Hashem." He poured it l'Hashem, and the Gemara has three pshatim, pidrush, what this means. One pshat is the lashon shar definitely means in these pshatim that means Sanhedrin. They had a shaila, and three pshatim the shaila. First pshat in the Gemara was the shaila was is are you chayiv on tamun if someone burns down someone's Gaddish, and there was stuff hidden in the Gaddish, in the Tvuah, is the person who's chayiv for the Eish, chayiv for the stuff hidden in the Gaddish. That was pshat number one. Pshat number two was, the question was that the Plishtim were hiding in these piles of grain, and the Shaila is, Malata burned someone else, a Jewish person, Jewish-owned grain, Malata burned it down to the ground in order to save ourselves on the Plishtim. It's called Lahatzel Atzma, Mamun Shel Chaveiro, and the Shaila was, is that mutter to do us to do? According to Taisa Shaila, do we have to pay for it or not? Because Bekuch HaNefesh, do we have to pay for it or not? That was the Shaila number two. And they came back with the answer that really you're not allowed to. But since you're a Melech, so you could do it. And he didn't want to do it still. And the third shot is, the Shaila was, he wanted to steal the Sa'irim and give it to his behemoths and then pay them back with the Adashim, with the lentils of the Plishtim. So here, they were stealing Amnas to pay right away. And is that mutter or not? So they answered him, no, it's Aser, but you're a Melech and you could do it really if you want, you're a king. Lamayis, he didn't want to rely on that. So let's see the Gemara. Three lines on the top. Bishlom Mandi Omar, Hani Tarti. Fidim Mandi Omar, that says either the Shaila was to burn down the piles of grain or to steal it. Hani Sivli, Ova Dov Lushtoisam. David did not want to drink it, did not want to listen to that. Why not? Because since really it's Aser, he didn't want to rely on his status of being a Melech in order to be make like this. I don't want to do this. The question was, are you Chayiv or Potter on Tamun, on something hidden in the grain? Be'esh. So Mechdi, Gemaruhu. That's a Pashta Halacha. So Gemara Shachlu. All you have to do is to teach them Torah. So what's the why do you want to listen? Gemara Shachule. My love with Avodah Shtoisim. Why wouldn't he want to do it? My answer. My love with Avodah Shtoisim. Le'amrinu Mishmayu. He didn't want to say it b'shem the three Gebarim or the Bezdin. He didn't want to say it b'shem that. Why? Omar. So really, he listened to that. The Shaila was about Tamun, and the question of Gemara is like, why didn't he want to listen? Like it's just a Shaila Halacha. So he said he didn't want to say it from their shame, their name. Why not? Because he has a Kabbalah. Omakach mekablan bez dina shal Shmuel Haramasi kol ha'moisa atzmei lamos al divrei Torah. Anyone who puts himself into danger al divrei Torah, ain't oimrim dav alach v'shmai. You don't say something v'shmai. You're not supposed to put yourself into danger, into bekuach nefesh, for the divrei Torah. And here, they did this with something wrong. They went to Machna Plishtin, and they almost got himself killed. You should not rely on that, and therefore they didn't say it. David and Melch did not say it. B'shem them this halacha. Then it says, "V'yaseich oisam l'Hashem." He poured it l'Hashem. So Bishlam and the Muhammad Tarti, the lashon "V'yaseich oisam l'Hashem" means "V'sto avol Hashem Shemayim." He did Hashem Shemayim because he didn't listen, even though he was the Melech. But since it was the Israel, got all the people, he didn't listen. Elimad Yom Tom Beish. What of his Tom Beish? "Ma'av yaseich oisam l'Hashem." What does it mean? He poured it to Hashem. Where's the pouring l'Hashem over here? Our answer is Damrinu Mishma the Gemara. He said it in the shame of the Gemara, which means he didn't say it b'shem them. He said it b'shem the Mesira. He said it b'shem the Mesira, and that was Shem Shemayim. If he said it b'shem the Tmid Chum, which is l'shem Shemayim, that he did it l'shem the Tmid Chum, and he did it b'shem them, and not saying it b'shem the exact people who he said it from, and that's still called Lashem because he was Mesiachis it. To Hashem, to the Tavid Chacham who do the will of Hashem. So that's what it means. V'yaseich oisam l'Hashem. He set up a shame, the Messiah, a shame, the Gemara, a shame, Tavid Chacham, and that's what it means. V'yaseich oisam l'Hashem. Zok Mishnah, new Mishnah. We know that if someone makes a fire, he doesn't watch the fire, it goes into someone else's property and does damage, he is chayy for that fire. So now, The shaila is, and to what extent do you chayiv? So the Mishnah says, Avra geder shehu gavoy dal amas, if it went over a fence that's 4 amas high, oy derech harabim, or it went across a road that's 16 amas wide, oy nahar, went across a river, which is usually won't be able to go across a river because it's water. The halacha is all these three cases are potter. That if it goes across, it goes over a geder of a fence that's 4 amas high, or over across the shirab, or an art, Allah is a potter. So the Gemara Vatanya, heck you say, Dalad Amos is potter, Vatanya, over geder the shulk of Amos chayiv. It says, went over a fence that's 4 amas is chayiv. Omra papa. So the Gemara's terrace is going to be basically that Avada, 4 amas exactly, is potter. But the Bryce is saying that up to 4 amas is chayiv. And the Gemara explains, Omra papa. He's going from big to small. Sheish amas is potter. Chamish amas potter. Ad arba amas potter and ad beklal. And including 4 amas itself is potter also. Tana bara, the Tana of Brais, milmata lamayla kachoshev. He's going from the bottom up. Shtei amas is chayiv. Sholish amas is chayiv. Ad arba amas is chayiv. Until 4 amas is chayiv, v'loy ad beklal, because 4 amas itself is potter. So akaponim, we have over here that 4 amas itself is potter when it comes to a fence. Omar Rava, dalat amas she'omru the potter afilu v'stei kaitzim. Even if it's burning, if the next the field right over that's doing damage in is a stei kaitzim, is a field of thorns, and thorns are very flammable. Still, dalat amas geder, I'm not responsible if it goes over a fence of dalat amas. It has to be that this fence is above the thorns 4 amas. You know, maybe my fire is higher, but the fence has to be above the thorn line 4 amas. And then it's not my fault. It's considered an oynis and a mat chayev 4 esh. Omar Rav, Rav says, so there's 2 lashonis of Rashi. We'll speak at both lashonis. Omar Rav, lo yishanu that your potter when it goes over a fence, ela bekalachas, only if the fire is going straight up, that is when it's not normal for it to go over the fence. Avo nechvefes, but if the fire is not going straight up, the fire is going, it's a low fire, and it's going horizontally. So then, it's chayiv, even if you have a fence of 4 amas, because it's normal for fire going horizontally to climb the wall and go over the wall. It's even chayiv until 100 amas. So we're saying this whole heter of a fence is only by kalachas, but nechvefes not. Like Rashi says, sharuach mata oyisoyv kofel tzadim. Nechvefes means it's going to the sides. And mafsik hashehves vidlegas, and the shehves could jump over the fence. That's the way it works. That's one lashon Rashi. Mishmuel Amam, so finish up this Rav and Shmuel. Mishmuel Amam, Mesisim and Nechvefes, the opposite. The Mishnah is talking about Nechvefes, and their fence will help. Av Bekalachas, fill a kosher potter. If it's going straight up, even a small fence will be potter. So Rashi learns that's going, first pshat is going on the halacha of Geder. Rashi's second pshat is going, that it's going on the din of Derech HaRabim. We said in the Mishnah that if it goes across the Shusharabim that 60 namas wide, you're not chayiv. So that Rav says only if the fire is going up. If the fire is nechvefes, if it's going sideways, even until 100 amas, it is chayiv. But and Shmuel says no. Shmuel says that if the nechvefes doesn't go so far, and the kalachas fill a kosher. So the shaila in the two pshatim are: is it going on the case of geder on a fence, or Rashi's second pshat is it's going on the din of derech harabim? I read Rashi's second lashon inside lishna achrina nechvefes esh nemucha aleches v'nisreches v'asovim. A low esh catches itself on the grass of a kismin or kismin al gavakarka and the twigs that's on the ground. Hilka full of over derech v'shirabim rochav moed chayiv. Zot more about them. Tanya was the rav. We have brayso that's like rav. V'med varamurim. Bekalachas. When do we say the halacha yichayiv? Only when it's when you say the halacha that yipater only bekalachas and it goes straight up. Av nechvefes ve'etzim shuyin lo. But when it's low down, the fire is low and there's etzim around, I feel ad meya mil chayiv until 100 mil yichayiv. Avra nahar or shlulis shem rechavim chesamis. Went over a nahar, a river or a shlulis or a puddle that's wide 8 amis. The halacha is that you're potter because there you weren't supposed to expect it. So what's the time of the rav? It says clearly that if it's nechvefes, then eitzim mitzvah, you're going to go 100 mil. So it's pretty clear from the Braisa that we're referring to Derech HaRabim, because what's mean ad meya mil? Should say, even if the wall is so high. So clearly, the Tanya Kavase is on that. So Shaila, if you first lost in Rashi, what's going on here? Yeah? So Taisus, the Nirmas Leishanu, look at Taisus Leishanu, last few words, Taisus says, Mekomokam Shapikom and Tanya Kavase, the Braisa Mukvel, his Mekalachas. At least he's still have a Raya to Rab, because it was Zetzing Ha in the Mishnah, Bekalachas. Rav said the Mishnah was talking about Kalachas, because he said if not, it would go over the fence. So here also, for Derech Rabbim, we're saying the Mishnah is talking about Dafka Kalachas, so therefore it's a riot to Rab that the Mishnah is talking about Dafka Bafai going up. Bafai going sideways would be Chayiv, and even by Gedder would be Chayiv according to Rab. So it's still a tiny Kavaseh to Rab, even though the Brice actually is talking about the case of Derech Rabbim, but you could apply it to the case of Gedder Shu Gavai Dal Ramis, since it was saying the Mishnah is talking about Kalachas Dafka, but Bekhfefes would be Chayiv, and Rashi first part learns, if you Rab, that by Nechvefes, even by a Geder, Dalet Ames, would be Chayiv. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It says in the Mishnah Derech HaRabim. So it says it doesn't go more than 16 Ames. Horizontally, it doesn't go more than 16 Ames. So Man Tana, who's the Tana that holds that that's a limit how far a fire goes by itself? Omer Rav Rabbi Eliezi. Like the Mishnah Omer Beis, the Tanan Rabbi Eliezi, Omer Sheish HaShem with Gerach HaRabim. Omer Beis, the Mishnah has Mechlek is how far could a fire go? Rabbi Eliezer's sheet over there is 16 amos. This Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer. We'll see, it's Stam Ba'achah Machlaikas, because the next Mishnah has Machlaikas, but this Mishnah is going Stam like Rabbi Eliezer holds 16 amos. It says in the Mishnah, Oy Nahar, that if it goes over a river, you potter. Rav Amar Nahar Mamish, talking about a real river. Meshmul Amar Arisa Deloy, even a irrigation ditch that's full of water is also a good hefsik for the fire. And remember, Arisa Deloy we had before is only one amma by one amma. It's not so wide. So Madi Amar Nahar Mamish, Afagav Lekamaya. If you hold that it's a Nahar, even though there's no water in it, it still would be able to hold back a fire. And Taisa says that the reason is that Ari Taisa Dermasal Man, Taisa says, Afagav Mishisha Rabbi Tezai Namas. And here by Nor is only 8 Amis. Hokasaga Bechas Amis, but Techosha Nor Amok, since it's deep. But Gam Yeshbe Kririus Mayim Shavimbe Tomit. Since it's cool always because the water goes through it. Right now it doesn't have to have water, but since there is water going through it, so it's usually cooler. And therefore, 8 Amis be enough to protect the next field from fire. So Rav says Nor Mamish, Shmuel says even at the irrigation dish. Mandem Nor Mamish, for the Afghan like a Mayim. And there is Loy, Yeshbe Mayim, and only if there's water in it. If there's no water in it, then no. Zogt the Gemara Vayta. It's not awesome. Once we mentioned the Shaila of Nahar, we mentioned the Shlulis, so we're mentioning a Mishnah and Peah. This Mishnah and Peah has no Shaychus to our Gemara. I'm just bringing in this Machlekes, what something in Mishnah and Peah means. It's not awesome. Ve'il mafsik in Peah. The halacha is each field, you have to take off Peah from each field. That's the halacha. So what makes something a new field? What makes them a new field? Peah is that you leave, pashpshad means you leave over the corners of the field and you don't harvest those, you don't cut those, and you leave that for the anim, leave it for the poor people. There is a shear, could be, even though peah is one of the things don't have a shear, but there is a minimum shear, could be a 1/60th. Look at the beginning of Mesechus Peah. But Akapon, in any case, what makes something two different fields? So Zok the Mishnah there in Mesechus Peah, Ve'elam of Sikon Lepeah, these are the things that are mafsik, make a field into two fields in regards to peah. Hanachal, if there's some kind of stream going through the field, so then the two sides consider two different fields. Vashlulis and a puddle. V'derech hayachid, a road that's like a little pathway. It's a derech hayachid, which is not even so wide. Derech hayachid usually could be only 4 amis. V'derech harabim and a derech harabim, which is 16 amis wide. All these things are mafsik lepeya. My shlulis, what exactly is a shlulis? A place where the rainwater puddles, that's called a shlulis. Doesn't mean a puddle. It means a irrigation ditch. And why is it called shlulis? Because it is mechalek, shalosh, shalosh usually means like booty, which means it gives over things, gives over water to the sides, to all around itself. It gives out the shalosh. Lagfer to its sides. So now it says, "Bring machlokes." Is a puddle considered a hefsek? If you hold a puddle, is considered a hefsek in a field. So of course, irrigation ditch makes it two different fields. The Mandam says that dafka irrigation ditch, but the place where the rainwater puddles, loy mafsiku. That's not a hefsik. The hanu bagni the ara mikru. That's called the buckets, like the buckets or the pails of the ara mikru. That's like a normal part of every property, is to have these little puddles, because not every property is 100% straight. It's not 100% leveled. And therefore, it's very normal to have puddles, to make it into two different fields. That's this man the Yom HaHolz. One man the Yom HaHolz, no, Shlulis also has a hefsik. There's a big puddle here, that's a hefsik. The other man says, no, that's not a hefsik. It's only a hefsik if it's an irrigation ditch. But a puddle, it's very normal, even down the middle, across the whole entire field, it's very possible to have a puddle because it's not level, but that's called Agni the Ara, which means the pails of the Ara, and that's not considered a hefsik.